spoken to Craig, and he said going to Adelaide would certainly be an advisable option, yes. And he'd probably ride him. So what's the plan?
I think we should look at Adelaide.
For you, what does this mean to you, winning this race with this horse?
Look, it's fantastic. You know, he's been very unlucky, this horse, but he'll get better as he gets older. You know, like, he's only a four-year-old. Next year, he's going to be a pretty handy bloody horse.
Is he the toughest horse you train?
He certainly is, yeah. Yeah, he just takes whatever you serve up to him, and he just keeps on finding.
To be able to come off a run like you had in the Hobart Cup, and then to get him right, pretty good training feat, but to come out and do what he did today, Craig did give him a gun run, but it was an enormous performance.
It was, yeah. It's pretty easy to train horses, though.
And he's one of the best you've had?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Certainly the best stayer I've had. Niggy McCool's not far behind him. Track didn't suit her today. It's too soft.
And she ran on okay?
She did run on okay, but a dry track and she'd have really run on.
What have you got planned for her?
Don't know. We'll sit down and have a think about it.
Definitely go to Adelaide if Craig says you're riding.
Yep, definitely.
Hold on.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
12 days, won't worry. Moment.